The next topic is saying Ameen. It is recommended to say Ameen after finishing the recitation of Al-Fatiha. Ameen means, O Allah, accept our invocation. The evidence that saying Ameen is recommended is contained in what Imams Ahmad, Abu Dawood, and At-Tirmidhi recorded, that Wa'il bin Hujr said, I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam recite, not that of those who earned your anger, nor of those who went astray. And he said, Ameen, extending it with his voice. Abu Dawood's narration added, raising his voice with it. At-Tirmidhi then commented that this hadith is Hasan and was also narrated from Ali and Ibn Mas'ud. Also, Abu Hurairah narrated that whenever the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would recite, not the way of those who earned your anger, nor of those who went astray. He would say Ameen until those who were behind him in the first line could hear him. Abu Dawood and Ibn Majah recorded this hadith with the addition, then the masjid would shake because of those behind the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam reciting Ameen. Also, Ad-Dara Khutni recorded this hadith and commented that it is Hasan. Further, Bilal narrated that he said, O Messenger of Allah, do not finish saying Ameen before I can join you. This was recorded by Abu Dawood. In addition, Abu Nasr al-Qushayri narrated that al-Hasan and Ja'far al-Sadiq stressed the M or Meme in Ameen. Saying Ameen is recommended for those who are not praying, that is when reciting al-Fatiha, and is strongly recommended for those who are praying, whether alone or behind the Imam. The two Sahihs recorded that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when the Imam says Ameen, then say Ameen, because whoever says Ameen with the angels, his previous sins will be forgiven. Muslim recorded that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when any of you says in the prayer Ameen, and the angels in heaven say Ameen in unison, his previous sins will be forgiven. It was said that the hadith talks about both the angels and the Muslims saying Ameen at the same time. The hadith also refers to when the Ameen said by the angels and the Muslims are equally sincere, thus bringing about forgiveness. Further, it is recorded in Sahih Muslim that Abu Musa related to the Prophet ﷺ that he said, when the Imam says, وَلَضَّالِّينَ, say Ameen, and Allah will answer your invocation. In addition, At-Tirmidhi said that Ameen means, do not disappoint our hope, while the majority of scholars said that it means, answer our invocation. Also, in his Musnad, Imam Ahmad recorded that Aisha said that when the Jews were mentioned to him, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, they will not envy us for anything more than they envy us for Friday, which we have been guided to, while they were led astray from it, and for the Qibla, which we were guided to, while they were led astray from it, and for our saying Ameen behind the Imam. Also, Ibn Majah recorded this hadith with the wording, the Jews have never envied you more than for your saying the Salam, that is Islamic greeting, and for saying Ameen. And that marks the end of the tafsir of Surah Al-Fatiha. And all praise and glory belong to Allah.